بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Good counsel. O you who believe, if you hold secret counsels, do not hold secret counsels to commit sin, or for urging one another to offensiveness and disobedience to the messenger, but rather hold counsels for godliness and righteousness and piety. Keep from disobedience to Allah in reverence for Him and piety, to whom you will be gathered. Thinking points. The word birr, rendered as righteousness, refers to any good action. And as an example, in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 177, the list of actions of righteousness includes the following, where God says, "Godliness and virtue is not that you should turn your faces in the direction of the east and the west, but he is godly who believes in Allah and the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and gives away of his property with pleasure, although he loves it, to relatives, orphans, the destitute, the wayfarer, and those who have to beg or who need a loan, and for the liberation of slaves, and establishes the prayer and pays their prescribed purifying alms. And those are godly who fulfill their covenant when they have engaged in a covenant, and who are patient and persevering in misfortune, hardship, and disease, and at the time of stress, such as battles between truth and falsehood. Those are they who are true in their faith, and those are they who have achieved righteousness, piety, and due reverence for Allah. Engaging in secretive conversations while in public gatherings can have various jurisprudential rulings, including the following. Ruling 1. Since the disclosure of secrets, which would be to the detriment of Islam and the Muslims, in such cases, engaging in such secretive conversations is an obligation, it is wajib. Number 2 is where it leads to fear and apprehension in others. In such cases, the secretive conversations are prohibited, haram. And number 3 is when it leads to helping others and enjoining in piety, and this is where it is recommended, mustahab. The subject matter and content of the person's words actually determines its value. If the subject of such secretive conversations is of goodness and piety, then obviously it is of value. However, if it's related to sins and scheming against others, then it is impermissible. Of course, sometimes the content may be good. However, the situation is one in which such conversations should not be held. For example, if while in the presence of a group of believers, two people begin to have a secret conversation and are whispering to each other, excluding the others who are in that gathering, then this is something which is not good. Takeaway messages. 1. The believer is to be respected, and even when it comes to forbidding wrong, nahi anil munkar, we must ensure that we safeguard the honor and dignity of the believer. 2. When it comes to enjoining good and forbidding wrong, amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, and guidance and conveyance, we must ensure that we clarify the paths of the truth and falsehood and provide clear examples. 3. Not all speech must be exposed and revealed to others. Sometimes when it comes to enjoining good and forbidding evil, al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, we must ensure that we perform it such that it is concealed from the masses. 4. Do not always consider secret conversations as being things in which that which is being said is bad. The individuals engaged in this act may be speaking about good things. 5. Virtue and piety and keeping our eye on the day of return to Allah are methods we can keep in mind to keep away from uttering false words. We will continue in our next discussion with verse number 10.